you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, November 24th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Happy Thanksgiving. For the holiday, I'd like to bring you a conversation I had this week with our LAist food editor, Gob Chabran, who did not grow up with the traditional Thanksgiving. His family did things differently and chose not to celebrate the holiday with turkey and such. My first question in our chat was, what was that like?
As an elder millennial, my parents were baby boomers, but for lack of a better term, they were hippies. They grew up as members of the countercultural movement. So I guess, you know, throughout all that, they just didn't really have much interest in celebrating Thanksgiving because of political beliefs, etc.
So what would you do if you weren't at home cooking and eating?
So sometimes we cooked, but it usually wasn't turkey. We would end up eating different types of food from various cultures. My dad is Latino, half Mexican, half Puerto Rican. So there was always some sort of form of rice and beans on the table, or experimental pasta dishes, or curry with raisins and yogurt. But as we got older, we started to venture out a little bit more and go into different restaurants in parts of Los Angeles, like Koreatown, where we would visit the fabulous Guelaguetza for Oaxacan food. They would always do a great job with full service, live music. Other times we would wander into the San Gabriel Valley, maybe have Szechuan food. My father said he wanted to go to places that felt like any other day. Part of my upbringing consisted of cultivating specific flavors that were often went beyond your typical American Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, I love that. My typical Thanksgiving meal is salmon because I don't eat meat, so I'm pescatarian. But I love that, and I love people putting their own stamp on holidays. If you were to cook a Thanksgiving meal at home, Gob Chabran, what would you include?
Yeah, that's a great question. So my wife wanted to host my parents this year because we just moved into a new house. So we decided.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you. We decided to roast a chicken. Roasted chicken in our family is a highly comforting dish, and it doesn't take too long to prepare, especially compared to turkey. That's what we're going to do this time around.
But if you were going to roast a turkey, what would you do?
Yeah, so I would encourage folks to experiment with different flavors. So use a spice paste, maybe using dried chilies, or maybe create a glaze using honey and soy sauce. I think using the fundamental ingredients of Thanksgiving is an excellent place to start. Like, for example, I love sweet potatoes, but not covered in a bunch of melted marshmallows. Instead, roast them with some leafy greens, maybe drizzle them with a little bit of honey, and top them with toasted sliver almonds. Tailoring it to the flavors and textures that you already enjoy is what it's all about. Thanksgiving should be what you make it, kind of like with your salmon, Suzanne. You shouldn't feel the need to conform to the norm. That's sort of boring, in my opinion.
That's right. We live in a free country, right? We can put whatever we want to on our Thanksgiving table as long as it's edible and safe. Of course, we don't want to leave that stuffed turkey sitting out on the counter for a couple of hours waiting oven. Got any recommendations for leftovers?
Yes. Leftovers are always kind of my favorite part because it really gets you to be sort of creative. Let's start with the carcass. So if you're using the carcass of a turkey or a chicken, making a stock is the best way to go. Boil the bones with aromatics, and it always makes the house smell great. Once it's ready, you can freeze it or make an excellent soup on the spot. Maybe add some ramen noodles if you're looking to go that direction. With a little bit of leftover turkey, or maybe add some hominy for a really great turkey pozole. Or you could add a little bit of rice and make a really good congee. For the leftover turkey meat itself, I would recommend maybe shredding it, mixing it with a little bit of yogurt, adding different spices like cumin, coriander, turmeric, and make a wrap with your favorite hearty green. One year with leftover mashed potatoes, my wife and I made some gnocchi. So you would add a cup of flour, an egg, and a pinch of salt, and then mix it with the mashed potatoes to make sort of a doughy consistency. And then after that, you kind of roll it out and then cut it into little squares and add them to boiling water for about 2 to 3 minutes, and along with your favorite sauce.
And what's your favorite sauce?
I would probably go with sort of a cacio e pepe combination. So butter, cheese, and fresh cracked black pepper. You could also do a pesto or just go for a marinara sauce and some shredded parm. Never go wrong with that.
For sure. Everybody loves the red sauce. LAist food editor Gob Chabran, thank you so much for being on Morning Edition. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family.
Thanks, Suzanne. You too.
This afternoon should be rather nice for al fresco dining, preferably during daylight when coastal areas and the valleys could warm into the 70s and lower 80s, which would be about 5 to 10 degrees above average for the holiday. So if you're worried about family gatherings for Thanksgiving aiding in the spread of COVID, planning to eat outdoors could be pretty nice weather-wise, but you'll want to choose a wind-sheltered spot to dine because weak to moderate Santa Ana winds are kicking up. If you're grilling, make sure no flame escapes because inland areas could experience very low humidity on the holiday, around 10%. Forecasters say this will result in elevated to critical fire weather conditions along and below the coastal slopes of the mountains. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laista.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.